On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Morena, I am well.
Oh, that's very good to hear. And what are we talking about today in movie land?
Just before we get onto that, does Drive Island happen outside?
It does. It happens in the Alan Melville Centre. It's kind of got like an indoor-outdoor flow situation going on, though. So if it starts pouring down with rain, we can shut the nice glass doors and it's very cosy.
I just sparked when you said to bring the dogs.
Yeah, please, everyone bring your dogs. It's in the Freiburg Square place, you know, where they've done all that revamp thing and it's got those nice sort of stairs you can sit on, so you can sit
so
out.
Do the dogs come inside if it rains?
I don't know if that's allowed, but I hope they do, because I'll let the
dogs
in.
I just like the idea of being at a gig with some dogs. That sounds awesome.
Same, and people do bring their dogs, and the BFM listeners have lovely dogs, so it's a very good situation down there. Will we be seeing you, perhaps?
Hopefully I might be seeing Guardian Singles later
at Wanny Bar. Nice.
I'm just on the island today, so I'm not on the wrong side of Tinseltown. We might have to work on that still.
On the wrong side of Waiheke Island.
Yeah, I'm on the right side of the global pandemic.
Yes, that is very much the one.
Not sure when I'm going to next be on the wrong side of Tinseltown, but hey. Hey, I'm there spiritually.
Spiritually in LA, emotionally and physically in beautiful old Tamaki Makaurau. And what is going on, though, in movie land, which just sort of is everywhere in the world?
Yeah, well, that's true. The theatres are kind of back now here. Event, I believe, are open now. And one of their first big new releases is The King of Staten Island, which is the latest film from Judd Apatow, who's a filmmaker I revere and respect, and he's behind films like Knocked Up and Funny People and Trainwreck and The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and he co-created he ran Freaks and Geeks, one of my all-time favorite TV shows.
I didn't realize he did Freaks and Geeks. That makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, he didn't create it, but he was sort of the principal driving creative force during that show. And you know, that show gave us a lot of our current day movie stars, and such a good show. God, I love that show. So
it's
I love Judd Apatow, and I always look forward to his films. And his latest one is The King of Staten Island. It stars Pete Davidson. Do you know this guy?
I do know this guy. I've seen the trailer for this as well, and I thought it looked pretty good. So I'm interested to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a departure for Judd Apatow, whose films always have kind of dramatic moments, but they're always mainly kind of jocular comedies. And this one's sort of a bit more of a drama, and very much based on Pete Davidson's own life. He's had a somewhat troubled existence with all this unfair tabloid coverage of his dating Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande. No, I'm joking. That's not his troubled existence.
He's been hounded by the press.
His father died in 9/11, and this and that sort of affected his life. And this, the character he plays in The King of Staten Island, also lost his firefighter father when he was a kid, not in 9/11. But it's kind of based on Pete Davidson's own struggles with his mental health. And Staten Island is sort of like... it's sort of the least respected New York borough.
Right.
It's kind of like the Hamilton of New York or whatever.
I was waiting for you to say that.
And this film looks unlike other Judd Apatow films. It looks kind of more like an indie drama, kind of.
Okay.
It's definitely got jokes and a lot of funny scenes, but it's quite serious. You know, it opens with Pete Davidson's character kind of driving down a motorway, and there's like he's coming up to an exit, and there's a line of cars, and he shuts his eyes and puts down the accelerator, and you're like, whoa, what's going on here?
Whoa.
And so it's a film that I was surprised how much of a more downbeat movie it was for Judd Apatow, but he's clearly trying to push himself as a filmmaker. Pete Davidson himself, who's on Saturday Night Live, the character he's playing in this isn't, obviously. It's kind of like Pete Davidson if he wasn't a successful comedian.
Got you.
He's quite a specific on-screen presence, and I'm just not sure if I'm quite 100% on board with exactly what he brings, comedically or dramatically. I mean, I don't dislike him. I just, the film's funny and good, and it's an interesting addition to the Apatow filmography, but I'm not sure if I'm 100% on board with Pete Davidson that Kate Beckinsale dating Little Scamp.
I think this is interesting because Pete Davidson, I've always been a little bit on the fence with as well. Sometimes I've seen some of his Saturday Night Live sketches and thought that was crack up, and then sometimes it's just absolutely not hit the mark for me, but in a way where I can see how it would hit the mark for other people. Do you think this movie is a little bit like that? Like, if you really like Pete Davidson's kind of humor, it might be more your thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's sort of been around long enough to even have a style of humor, right. But I'm really glad to hear that observation you made, because I was worried I was sounding like a boring zennial guy who couldn't handle this young 20s guy, but as a Generation Z yourself,
if you're a little bit off-put
by him as well, then it's not just my age.
His moments, but he also has his other moments, which I'm not so into. So that's kind of why I was interested in this movie. It's got Belle Powley. Is that her name?
I'm so glad you brought her up, because I'm such a fan of hers. Yes, she plays the female lead. She's this British actress. She was in The Morning Show, and she was in that film. She played Princess Margaret in a film a few years ago. She's The Diary of a Teenage Girl. She was in as well. I think she's one of the most interesting and coolest young actresses around. And yeah, she's in. I actually got to interview Pete Davidson and Judd Apatow for the Herald for this. My feature with them is on the Herald website if you want to check that out. And I love talking to Judd Apatow. It's the third time I've spoken to him. I think, as I said, he's one of my heroes.
You guys are basically best friends now. This is the third time you've talked, you know. Hope he's you guys send each other birthday texts and things.
We're going to head down to Drive Island together later.
Excellent.
But Pete Davidson was pretty cool too. It was quite classic. Like, in this film, he's living in his mother's basement, and he apparently still shares a house with his mother in real life. And he was doing this Zoom interview from his basement, and he had like arcade machines behind him and stuff. I'm like, wow, you're really being on brand here.
He's living the reality, yeah.
Yeah, but the film is pretty brave in terms of how far it goes in talking about mental health and depression and anxiety and stuff like that, which not a lot of mainstream films do in such a frank way. And I respected it for that. And Belle Powley's great in it. In fact, there's not enough of her in it. But I got to speak to her as well, and that was a real treat. She's awesome.
Yeah, I think she's great as well. She was actually what got me onto the trailer, because I am also a big fan of hers. And I was like, oh, she's in a new movie. And that's how I ended up there. So I think maybe I have to give this one a watch. It sounds like it could be quite interesting. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, Fabian.
You're very welcome.
And we'll hopefully see you at Drive Island later tonight with your old mate, Judd Apatow. And,
we're both bringing our dogs.
Excellent. We'll see you there then.
Cheers. See you later.
Ka kite.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you very much.